Hola, clase. How are you today? I'm glad you found time to join me to learn about the exciting verbs saber and conocer. We know that in Spanish we have two verbs that mean to be, ser and estar. But there are also two verbs to know, saber and conocer. Are you surprised about that? Me neither. So let's talk about saber first. Saber means to know a fact, to know how to do something, or to know something completely. This verb is a regular verb except for the yo form. The yo form is se, with an accent on the e, se, just like when you learned how to say I don't know. No se. Tú is sabes. Tú sabes. The él, ella, and usted form, sabe. Nosotros, sabemos. Vosotros, sabéis. And ellos, ellas, and ustedes, saben. Take a moment to write those down in your notes. Again, yo sé, tú sabes, él, ella, usted sabe, nosotros sabemos, vosotros sabéis, ellos, ellas, ustedes saben. Did you got that? Good. And if you didn't, don't worry. We have worksheets in class for you that have it all laid out. Again, saber means to know a fact, to know how to do something, or to know something completely. I have some perfect examples. For example, if you want to ask, do you know where my house is? You would say, ¿sabes tú dónde está mi casa? That makes sense because where your house is located, that's a fact. Another example of this is a telephone number. That too is a fact. So if you want to say, yeah, but I don't know your telephone number, you simply say, sí, pero yo no sé tu número de teléfono. Remember, it's sé because saber is an irregular verb in the yo form. Let's look for some more examples. Nosotros sabemos hablar español muy bien. In your notes, write down what you think that means. Nosotros sabemos hablar español muy bien. If you wrote down, we know how to speak Spanish very well, you're on the right track, because how to speak Spanish is to know how to do something. And that, again, is another reason why you use saber. I'll give you one more example, and then we're going to move on to conocer. ¿Quiénes saben el nombre de la nueva estudiante? Again, write this one down. ¿Quiénes saben el nombre de la nueva estudiante? Do you have who knows the name of the new girl? Great. Again, a name is a fact. Unless you are Prince and like to change your name's pretty much going to stay the same. It's going to be an actual fact. All right, now that we've done some saber examples, stand up from where you are. Stretch just a little bit. Let that knowledge sink in. All right, good job. Now let's move on to conocer. Conocer means to know a person or a place. To be familiar or acquainted with someone or something. Okay, so this is a little bit different than saber, which means to know something as in like information. Saber means to know something as in like an area of a town or a person. I like to think of it as saber means knowledge. What you actually know, what you can write down on a test. Conocer means acquaintance. You know, who you know and what you know and where you know stuff about. So let's go into the conjugations of conocer. Just like saber, conocer is irregular only in the yo form. It's yo conozco. It's spelled C-O-N-O-Z-C-O, yo conozco. But since it's only irregular in the yo form, let's move on to the to form. It's an ER verb. Write down what you think it is. Did you write tú conoces? Great. You Spanish 3 students are perfect. All right. ¿El, ella, usted? That's right. Conoce. ¿En nosotros? Conocemos. Perfecto, clase. ¿Vosotros? Conocéis. Don't forget the accent on the E. And finally, the ellos, ellas, and ustedes form. Conocen. All right. Say it with me. Yo conozco. tú conoces. Él, ella, usted conoce. Nosotros conocemos. Vosotros conocéis. En ellos, ellas, ustedes conocen. Great, you have an accent. Muy perfecto. Now, let's look at some examples of conocer. My parents don't know my boyfriend. I hope that's not the case with any of your parents. But if you look, boyfriend is a person. So you would say, mis padres no conocen a mi novio. Good job. Did you notice what comes after conocen in the sentence? Ah, when you use conocer, you need to use the personal ah if it is used before a specific person. Another example is, no conocen a la estudiante nueve todavía. I don't know the new student yet, or they don't know the new student yet. So you see how the personal ah is before? You have to add that. Otherwise, the sentence really doesn't quite make sense. All right, let's look at some other examples. Sí, nosotros conocemos al presidente personalmente. You know, to some of you, that's a good thing, and to some of you, you couldn't care less, right? President, he's almost out. Write down what you think that means. Sí, nosotros conocemos al presidente personalmente. Did you write down, yeah, we know the president personally. Again, pay attention to how the personal ah is used right after conocemos, al presidente. But remember, when you have A and L together, they join and become all. Another example is, tú siempre conoces a todos en la fiesta. Write that down in your notes. Tú siempre conoces a todos en la fiesta. Did you write down, you always know everybody at the party? If so, perfect. Let's add one more example into the conocer. This one is going to be about knowing a place. ¿Conocen ustedes el restaurante mexicano en la calle Goya? Write that one down. ¿Conocen ustedes el restaurante mexicano en la calle Goya? Did you write, do you all know the Mexican restaurant on Goya Street? Great. But pay attention, when you're talking about a thing, you don't use a personal ah. That's when you're talking about knowing a person. So everyone got that? Great. Thanks for joining me on my exciting journey through saber and conocer. Can't wait to see you in class tomorrow. Adios.